Now, no meetings ever run perfectly. Don't take this as a perfectionism task. Don't worry too much about it. Just get started and get going. In the process, you might run into a couple of things here and there. I'm gonna give you some common troubleshooting issues that come up. This doesn't exhaust everything, but here's a couple of the most common troubleshooting issues for you to be thinking about. The first one is, what if you can't find closure on a particular agenda item? So let's say someone in the room has got an agenda item, they're talking through it, and you're helping them talk through it, and you keep working through it, and you start going in circles, and you can't seem to find like a landing pad, a clear next step, a clear what's gonna go on. One of the things you can say is, if you sense that that's going on, you ask a very simple question. And the question is just this: what do you need in order to get the closure you're after? It's a really respectful comment, and it's a very helpful way to get them clear. For a moment, they stop thinking about everything else going on, and they turn within and they go, what do I need? And then give them a chance to engage anybody in the group they need to, as needed, to try to solicit what it is they most need. And then if after a few minutes you're sensing they're getting closer, make sure you ask them again, did you get what you need? And this way they can say, yes, I got what I need, and it's closed out. So it's just another respectful way of trying to help people understand. It's like a language switch. Remember we talked about switches in module 2. This is like a switch, and it's a really quick way to get them kind of on the right track and moving towards closure. Okay, the next troubleshooting issue that I see common is when you have no clear picture of reality. So let's say you've got this kind of lightning round, which is really where you're trying to get a clear picture of reality. And you go around and you notice that like, yeah, we did it and I heard a bunch of things, but I'm still like mostly largely confused about what is going on. And I don't think I understood what that meant. And I don't know how this relates to that. And so when you don't have a clear picture of reality, consider adding a role. Finding someone who has a little bit of the skill around this or even the interest in this, the scorecard captain role. And here's what the scorecard captain role does. They will sit down with each member outside the meeting and they'll say, what are the key metrics, the data that you look at that tells you whether or not you're being successful or whether or not you've got a canary in the coal mine and things aren't going to be successful? You know, is it conversion rate? Is it number of calls being made? Is it number of leases being signed up? Is it who knows what, traffic flow, whatever it is? Make sure you develop a dashboard, some sort of a scorecard or a dashboard that is designed by each team member so that when they come to the meeting, they've got a better scorecard. And the scorecard captain's role is to make sure that they're constantly updated and that they are designed in a way that they're giving you meaningful information, not just a sea of data that you're like, I have no idea what to do, but they're trying to extract or even visualize data so that it's really easy to get at. So that's another kind of role you could create if you're having a hard time getting a clear picture of reality. One of the last ones is, let's say in a longer meeting, an offsite meeting, and it's a meeting that drags. Let's say you've got an offsite meeting or maybe even a strategy meeting or a company-wide meeting. Maybe it's sort of designed to be a company-wide meeting and it's really dragging on. You can consider adding one of two roles. You might even add both roles. One is called the energy captain. The energy captain's job is literally to add energy to the room. Their job is to figure out how are we and when are we going to do something that kind of charges the room with energy so that we can kind of get out of this sort of doldrum of like the meeting, right? And so an energy adder would be like, okay, quick, you know, 1 minute game of Simon Says by the leader, go. It's completely different. 2 minutes of yoga poses, a quick game of tag. I mean, literally like they're, you know, a quick game of like throw beach ball in. Don't let the beach ball touch the ground. You got 1 minute. And it's stupid and silly, but it actually adds energy to the room and it helps people kind of, you know, re-engage. Or like a 1 minute dance party and you play some cool music and or bad music and you have to dance to it, right? So all absurd, all kind of annoying. Some people won't like it, but there's an element of it that it creates energy. And the final role that you want to consider adding is the learning captain role. So in longer meetings, when energy is lagging or dragging, one of the things you can do is add a little section, maybe 5-10 minutes even, where you're bringing content, some kind of training material, some kind of new information. It could be industry trends. It could be a video like one of these that you have in these training modules, something you found online, some exercise you can do that is a self-reflection exercise, whatever it is that is designed to bring that experience of learning, of something new coming in. And the reason is because that speaks to our second job. Remember the three jobs? To be fulfilled, to grow, and to perform. That goes right to the heart of growing, of learning, of evolving and expanding. And so the learning captain's job isn't necessarily be the the one to bring the content. Their job is to actually figure out who's going to bring the content, when, and how. And so I hope that's helpful. That's the troubleshooting section of the How to Have Better Meetings. And all of this stuff is meant to be really a lot of fun. You actually will get to have some fun when you get into this, but you got to give it a try. Get in there, mix it up, and I hope it goes well.